Bullseye on the afternoon on AM 930 WEOL at 100.3 FM. Andy Bull Barch with you until 6 o'clock tonight. And then you get me again from 6 to 6:30 as Sean Bennett with the Chronicle Telegram joins me for our Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap Show presented by Century 21 Deanna Family Realty. Wait, we are awfully close to one of my favorite holidays. Some may think of it as a quasi-holiday, but with a name like Fat Tuesday, that's a full-blown holiday in my book. And when you think about Fat Tuesday, you think about Mardi Gras. And we're going to talk about a Mardi Gras celebration and much, much more. We have Lorain County Commissioners Lori Kakoski and Sharon Sweeta here in studio with us. Guys, how are you today?
Great. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, well, we're excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here in studio, and we're going to kind of go all over the place here over the next 15 minutes, but I already teased the Mardi Gras celebration, so you guys, of course, work with Visit Lorain County to put this Mardi Gras celebration together. You know, we were talking before we came on the air about all the great local businesses here in Lorain County that are involved, so what are the details on this Mardi Gras celebration?
Well, it's going to start on February 20th, and it's going to run through February 29th. On the 29th, we're going to be at Lorain County Community College, and it's going to be a party, a big, huge party, a lot of fun. This is our second year, so last year I wasn't really sure what to expect. It blew me away. It was a blast. So, Sharon, you have some of the restaurants that are going to be participating during the week.
The lead up, yes, but let's not forget that at the concert, we're going to have Terrence Simeon, two-time Grammy Award winner, doing his performance again. We're going to have some other entertainment, and it's a fantastic food sampling at the provided by the culinary arts students at LCC. But the restaurants that are going to have specials in the week leading up include 1833, the Restaurant Hotel at Oberlin, Bascule Brewery and Public House, Bistro 83, Bootleggers Bar and Grill, The Brew Kettle, Brew and Stew, Brickyard, The Bulldog Pub and Grill, Classic Cakes by Yvonne, Cole's Public House. There's just a whole slew, and you can find them on the website at visitlorainecounty.com.
I can vouch for Terrence Simeon with that Zydeco experience. He was actually here in studio last year, I think the day before the event. He's something else, isn't he?
He is so much fun. He just got the crowd so riled up. Everybody was dancing in their seats or standing up dancing. I mean,
right.
He was really...
He engages
fun.
Everybody.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the beads and he's pitching them through the audience, as well as he will be doing a meet and greet for our VIP guests this year as well.
While we're on that topic, let's talk about that VIP experience, because you guys have not only a VIP experience, but there's also a contest associated with the Mardi Gras celebration, which involves a lot of those restaurants that you guys just mentioned.
Right. You have to get a passport, and you get that from Visit Lorain County, and you take that passport with you, and it'll lead you to all the various establishments that are participating. So, and as far as the cost is so reasonable. It's $10 if you just want to do the concert, and $25 if you want to do the tasting and the culinary experience and the concert. So, and you get seating, so you're not going to like sit in the back nosebleed section or anything. So it's not a bad price.
It's a great value, and there will be contests for the best dressed. We encourage Mardi Gras costumes. Mm-hmm. And we want you to just get into the season and feel like you're in New Orleans instead of in Lorain County, Ohio.
Right.
Well, you'll bring the Mardi Gras experience to life in Lorain County. That's what this whole thing is about. Now, part of the VIP experience, not only do you get a chance to see Terrence Simeon and the Zydeco experience, but also you get a chance to taste some of the best at the LCCC Culinary Arts Institute. Their chef, Adam Smith, does a wonderful job. He's also a terrific guy. We've had him on the show before. And, boy, the way he runs that program, and you can see some of the students that come out of there, they have a blast with the time they spend out there, too. So that's a really cool wrinkle in this VIP experience.
Exactly. Oh, it is. The food will be incredible. And just a little plug for Adam. They've just opened Sage and Seed for Tuesdays and Wednesdays for the season. So, boy, get out there and enjoy everything on their new menu.
Yeah, and it's a wonderful experience. Great food and also a terrific experience as well. Again, we're talking with Lorain County Commissioners Sharon Sweeta and Lori Kakoski here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. We just detailed that Mardi Gras celebration. It begins on February the 20th, then it goes straight to the 29th. So you've got plenty of time to get out there and check out all of the wonderful local businesses that are participating. A couple of other things we want to get into while we have you guys here in studio, not related to the Mardi Gras celebration. Mm-hmm. That's the fun part about the discussion, right? But you guys also do a lot of other cool campaigns throughout the course of the year, whether it's the cupcake crawl, the burger battle. You guys did something cool with cocktails at the end of 2019 too, right?
We did, Shaken and Stirred.
Right. We had all of your local, well, I guess they would be your drink establishments, your cocktail bars were participating, and each of them created their own specialty. Kohl's was this year's winner of the best drink in Shaken and Stirred with their smoky bourbon drink.
Yeah, the burger battle is always a big hit in Lorain County. We eat a lot of burgers during that week. So I think we extended it to like a longer period of time because that's a lot of burgers to eat in a short period of time. So, and the King of Wings, that's always a really fun thing to do too. And the cupcake crawl. So we tried to get Lorain County residents to Lorain County businesses more than anything. So that's our goal. And it seems to be working pretty well.
We see that we can actually attract folks from outside the county. You know, Cuyahoga residents love when they come across to Lorain County. They're not paying for parking. Mm-hmm. Typically, our menus are just a notch below cost point that you are facing in Cuyahoga. And you don't have quite the same crowds. And we have great things to offer. So it's an opportunity for our eateries and our specialty shops to participate. And they don't pay to belong or to market themselves and participate. So it's a win-win for everyone.
Get an antique show. People went from antique shop to antique shop, too. So we've done a lot of trying to be creative and find cool things that we can do here in Lorain County.
They're catchy names, too. I like how you guys use the alliteration to your advantage and use the rhyme to your advantage as well. You guys do a nice job with that. The Burger Battle is one of my favorite things throughout the course of the year. There are some terrific establishments always involved with that, too. So
interesting burgers, too.
Oh, yeah.
Very interesting.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was a fascinating campaign this past year because you're right. You could see the creativity, and you could certainly see the wheels spinning. That was a lot of fun. Well, I want to ask you guys about what's going on with the Lorain County Kennel and Coors Light. There was a story I read just a couple days ago on the Chronicle-Telegram talking about that unusual pairing. So what's going on with that partnership?
Well, I'm going to talk about the kennel real quick because it's been my passion since I've been a commissioner, and we have the best staff, we've got the best volunteers, rescue groups, and it's been 4 years since we've had to put a dog down due to space issues. So our adopt, don't shop, and everything that we've been doing to try to get the dogs into new forever homes has been working really well. We did raise the adoption in the adoption fees and the license fees this past year so that we can build a new kennel, and we're really excited about that. We've outgrown that kennel a long time ago, so we need a more state-of-the-art kennel, but we do have something that Sharon found with Coors Light that I'd like her to talk about.
So Coors Light has a special up until February 21st. All of you folks who need a new pet in your house or could make room for a new pet, Coors Light is willing to reimburse the cost of adoption up to $100. And it's very simple. You go to a shelter or to any adoption center for a pet. Once you adopt the pet, you will text Coors Light 4K9, and that's the letter and the numbers, 4K9, and a picture of your pet. They will reimburse you the $100 fee because they are just as excited about putting dogs in forever homes as we are.
Yep. So our adoption and license fee is $100, so that's like the perfect amount of to be redeemed.
Outstanding. Well, yeah. It's a really cool campaign, and you had mentioned, you know, building a new kennel and how cool that's got to be. And I mean, for anybody that's ever had the opportunity to walk through a kennel, and when you get a chance to essentially save one of those dogs and bring them back to a forever home, it is an experience that you will never forget. And when you get a chance to rescue, it is such an awesome experience. So what kinds of plans do you have in place, and what kinds of new elements would you like to see in this new Lorain County kennel?
There's a lot of new ways of doing kennels, and we're going to take a few road trips. I know the Cleveland Kennel just built a new building, and you know, instead of cages, they actually have real doors on the, you know, the cage doors.
Facilities.
Yeah, so for the cages,
right.
It's not even cages. So I don't know. It depends on how much all that's going to cost, of course, and we have to be responsible. But I'd like to see, so that we don't spread disease, you know, there's a lot of good things that we can do that our kennel's like a pole barn with a, you know, it was kind of outdated when they built it back in the day. So we inherited that, and it's time to do something nice for our four-legged friends.
Well, like Lori says, we will do a couple road trips to see some facilities that have recently been constructed, because we're not going to reinvent the wheel. We want to really just look at what's working and maybe what isn't working in those facilities. But we also want to make care and management of the animals a little more, a little less labor intensive. And sometimes a good facility that you can hose out easier, debating whether we're going to have grass or turf, just those kind of elements that will make a nicer environment that'll have a longer lasting life, and that our volunteers are, they're not working quite so hard to get the job done.
Like she said, we have outdoor runs right now that are grassy, and you can't clean those. So there's spread of disease. So if we have concrete or blacktop for the outdoor runs, may be beneficial for, you know, the long haul.
Do you guys have dogs?
I do. I have a actually, I bring him to work with me. He's almost our therapy dog up on the fourth floor. He's a long-haired Chihuahua. His name is Casey, and everybody loves him, and he loves everybody.
And I have two giant dogs. I have a Black Russian Terrier and a Bernese Mountain Dog.
Whoa!
Yeah, I've always had big dogs.
Those mountain dogs are enormous. They're great dogs. Boy, are they fantastic and so fun-loving, but
yes.
Wow, are they huge.
They are, but my Black Russian Terrier is actually about 20 pounds heavier. She's a moose.
How big is she?
She is about 140 pounds.
Holy mm-hmm. smokes.
She's like rock solid. They're a breed that's actually made up of like Newfoundland, Giant Schnauzer, Rottweiler, and my gal is really built like the Rottweiler. She's got that stature.
Wow, and I'll bet she's as sweet as the day is long, huh?
She is, but yeah. She's a little demanding.
Yeah, that's all right. They all are in their own way.
Yes,
yeah.
Don actually said Casey is high maintenance.
Yes, he is. He'd fit in your palm.
Yeah, but he likes a lot of attention.
Yeah.
Well, you said he's a Chihuahua, right?
He's a Chihuahua. Yeah.
Okay. They love attention, but they're not hard to give attention to,
not
right?
At all.
No,
not
we
at all.
Spoil him.
Yep.
Well, that's all right. I mean, dogs are great for that purpose, too, because when you get home, it doesn't matter what kind of day you had. They don't care. They don't know. All they know is that you walk in the door and their tails start wagging. They go crazy. They're just happy to see you walk in the door.
They're excited.
Yeah. They love you to
death. Always excited.
Yeah, it's what makes them great creatures. What makes them so great? Well, Commissioner Sweeta, you most recently went on a little bit of an excursion about 3 weeks ago, I think it was, 3 or 4 weeks ago. And, you know, it shed some light on the mobility management, the whole mobility management thing. And I know that on this ride, you did a couple of things. It was a little eye-opening for you. So what did you experience on this?
Yes. Well, I want to give a shout out to Sharon Pearson, who is the mobility manager for United Way. She's been an active participant with MOVE. And what I've come to realize in just my year in office so far was that there are a lot of discussions about transportation, but everybody's working in a separate silo. And we just we can't get our arms around any solid solutions. Now, funding's always the big thing. And unfortunately, Ohio is like 46th in the nation for state funding for transportation. So until Columbus recognizes the need and how far behind the times we are in Ohio, it's incumbent upon us, our nonprofits, our residents, for us to seek the solutions and find the transportation steps that we can that will create a system that better serves our county. Now, one of the things we recently did on Veterans Day of last year, 19, we did partner with Veterans Services, and we now offer free rides for all veterans. They either show their ID card or their medical card, and from November to December, ridership was up 40%. For veterans. So we know that these little steps make a big difference in the lives of those who are being served.
No question about it. And I think that, you know, a lot of the transportation issues, they've been brought to our attention every now and again. We'll have a guest on that will discuss that. And, you know, I think that goes so far beyond the scope of just getting, you know, from the store to home. You know, might be going to go to the doctor and then coming back home, or going to pick up a prescription and coming home. So it seems like it affects everybody differently.
It does. It does. And we have, you know, there are really three sectors that are going to be impacted and probably going to need different types of solutions. But we have the elderly. We all know that if the elderly can be self-sufficient, they can live in their homes longer. That's a great provision for families who have that sandwich generation taking care of their youngsters and their elder parents. And most folks prefer to be in their own homes. We have the group that needs to get to work. We have the underserved community, and Commissioner Kukowski can tell you some of the startling results about that they've learned through the Stepping Up program. But many folks don't earn enough money to buy a car and to be able to maintain it.
And it costs, you have to make at least $15 an hour to even be able to drive a car. So, you know, there's a lot of people out there that fall below that scale of pay, and they have no way of getting around. And it's to get people to work. It's not just, like you said, going to the doctor and back. These people need a way to get to work and back. So, and, you know, and it's a hand up. It's not a hand out. And for those people that don't believe that, they can also look at the fact that we are losing millions and millions of dollars, because every dollar that we put towards transit besides the fare box is matched dollar for dollar and then some. So if you don't want to look at the fact that you're helping your neighbor, look at the fact that Lorain County is missing out on millions of dollars because we don't have a dedicated revenue source.
Right. And it's been proven that for every dollar spent on transportation, the county would actually gain $4 in commerce.
Wow. So it makes a pretty big economical impact as well.
It's a big impact.
It does.
Very good. Well, before we let you guys go here, some people are asking about the Mardi Gras celebration. There is a passport involved with this, right? Similar to what you guys do with the burger battle, the cupcake crawl, and the wing competition, the cocktail competition. There's a passport, correct?
There is a passport. And you can go to visit Lorain County, and that's over on 58. Everybody knows the building because it's very unique looking. Do we have the address here?
No, it's on South Levitt Road in Amherst.
Right by the Ohio Turnpike. So,
and the restaurants typically have passports as well if you ask for them when you stop by their establishment.
You can also go to visitlorainecounty.com/Mardi Gras. That's visitlorainecounty.com/Mardi Gras. You can see all you need to see there with the contest. The VIP experience is there as well with the passports. All that good stuff should be available there. But I believe you're right. I think every restaurant participating also has the passport at their disposal as well.
Right.
Commissioner Sweda, Commissioner Kukowski, thank you so much for coming in studio. This
thank
is a lot of fun.
Thank you for having us. It's going to be a lot of fun, and I hope you get there and enjoy.
We want to see you at the Mardi Gras event.
29th.
We'll be out there for sure. See, I'm gone for a good chunk of that because I have to go down to